What's preventing you from moving forward? Use a visualization. Find one of mine that I've done that are out there in the ether, or go to YouTube and listen to some and see if you can take that step to the next level so that you can be a mindful leader. You can think about mindfulness in a way that is going to support you as a practitioner and your client to move to the next step. And it can really transform your business approach.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So over the last few weeks, I've been talking about our business and building our business and the creation of our business, a resilience within our business, things that hopefully have got you thinking and got you making notes and maybe changing your practice and the way you work within yourself, making those boundaries, creating the systems that you need for self-care. And what I thought when I was going through all of those things, of course, I use visualization, meditation, and hypnosis with my clients. And I thought it's a really good thing to talk about with you guys, because visualizations and meditation, you don't have to do any additional training. You just need to have a halfway decent voice to create visualizations and meditations. If you've got a high squeaky voice or a very ochre high squeaky voice, then it's not necessarily right for you. There are definitely some voices out there that I struggle to listen to. So that's something you know about yourself already. You can buy meditations and you can buy visualizations off others, of course, or direct people to mindfulness apps and all of the things, Insight Timer and those sorts of things instead. But I thought, what are some of the things that I did that cost me nothing to implement into my business that I learned to do before I paid for a course like hypnosis? Because when we have our consult, we see our client, hopefully your consult is in under 1 hour. You see them, then you make a bit of a plan, you see them again, you give them the plan, you tell them what you're going to be doing, you get them the product, and off they go. And then you see them again in a fortnight to see how they're going, and you're seeing them regularly. But at some point in there, often, and I see this in people put in groups, what do I do after a bit when I'm seeing them and they're getting better, but they're sort of plateauing a little bit, but it's a slow progress thing. And here I am seeing them. How do people work that? Now, sometimes I'll just do a quick telephone call with people. I've got a couple of clients that I just do quick telephone check-ins, because it means they're people who are well. There's nothing really going on with them, but it means that I'm up to date on their health. Cost me only a few minutes, and it means I'm at front of mind if they do become unwell for them to contact me and make that appointment with me. So I'm their go-to person. So when we think about the idea of adding something with for our client, so like meditation or visualization, we can increase their exposure to mindfulness, their exposure to mindful eating or a mindful life, things that we are hopefully trying to introduce into our own lives, we can give back to them. Now, at the beginning of COVID, I created a meditation or visualization for my clients, and I emailed all of my clients, hey, you're probably struggling at the moment. You might be worried and not sleeping. Here's a visualization to support sleep. I got tons of emails back saying thank you, and emails saying, can I share this with my friends? And they did. I was like, yeah, go for it. As long as they've got the link to book in with me, And here it is, add it to the email, which I'm sure is in there anyway, but totally share with them. Because this is something that we can bring into our practice for ourselves. So I have lots of visualizations that I use as part of being a mentor. So they're in my groups. In the book that I'm writing, there's a number of visualizations. So there's visualizations there for people. I will do them when I'm presenting at conferences. I will use a visualization to support people in change. And it is a great way of helping your client to support change, as well as supporting you as the entrepreneur that you are, right? We use visualizations for ourselves. I'm sure you've heard the one where you go up to the planet and you come back down and you speak to yourself in 20 years, right? I've been doing that one. That came from a coaching company somewhere. I learned it like 10, 15 years ago. I did it for people and then they started doing it for other people. And I don't think any of us can credit the original person for it because I can't remember where I found it. But hopefully you've heard it. But now I do other ones. Now I do different ones because that was somebody else's, was it IP? And so now I've created my own and I share those with people. And it means that we as entrepreneurs practicing what we preach. We're looking on apps for visualizations for ourselves to support our own change and growth. And it means, like resilience, like I talked about last week, it means that this is something you can learn to do without paying out for it. There's no training required to create a visualization. There just has to be, it's a story, it's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there are questions within it. So for the person to help achieve their aims or their goals. There you go. That's how you write a visualization. So when we are using them for ourselves, we have growth. And when we use them for our clients, especially when our clients are beginning to plateau or we're a little bit like, what am I going to do with this person? That is a great time to add a visualization because it takes them to the next step. Often when a client's plateaued, there's something in the background. There's an emotional problem in the background. There's something has happened in the past to prevent them moving forward. And the same can be said for you. What's preventing you from moving forward? Use a visualization. Find one of mine that I've done that are out there in the ether. Or go to YouTube and listen to some and see if you can take that step to the next level, so that you can be a mindful leader. You can think about mindfulness in a way that is going to support you as a practitioner and your client to move to the next step. And it can really transform your business approach because we start to be future focused. Now, this is something I talk about a lot in the academy and with my next level people. Future focus is what we want to do with our clients. But it's also what we want to do with ourselves. We need to have that visual. We need to have that future focus. We need to be thinking, where am I going? What am I doing? What's going to be happening with me in 5 years? And I have my diary set out for all of 2024 with all my holidays in it, with my launches in it, with what I'm closing down. There's only another maybe 1, maybe 2 years tops of the pediatric mastery course going to be available. These are all sorts of things that are going into transition, right? And so these are set out for me. I look at these and I go, this is where I'm going. And something's changed. We've got to be open to change. You know, things have to develop and change. The academy for me, my membership group, is definitely the biggest changing group or area for me. I'm always doing something different for those people. I'm going with where the requests are. They get connection, they get group, they get discussion, they get clinical, they get non-clinical stuff, and it's always progress and change. So never say never, but do think about forward, the forward focus. Where are you going? How can we transform our business by looking forward? What is it we're going to see in the future that's going to support our now? Where can we take risks in the future to support our now? The risks in the future to support now, how does that work, Geraldine? well, we can see something coming up, maybe thinking, I want to do a podcast. I want to start a podcast. Now, that's a risk. There's a time element here. I don't edit my podcast. Ella edits my podcast, my podcast VA. But if you're going to edit them yourself, what systems are you going to use? I use free systems to record onto, but you might be wanting to use a paid system. What is it that you are using? And there's a risk involved, and there's a future risk, isn't there? What is the risk to running a podcast? Well, the risk is no one's going to listen. The risk is people are going to hate me. The risk is I'm going to mess it up. The risk is I'm not going to be able to think of things to talk about. So these are all risks. So we have to set a time frame. I'm going to start a podcast in 6 months' time. I am going to be open 2 half-days a week and one evening in 3 months' time or in a month's time when the kids are back at school. So we are future focusing, but there's risk involved. I'm going to be open more days. It's going to cost me more to be open more days. I'm going to start a podcast. There's costs involved. You do need a mic. I've got sound buffers. I have purchased things. So there are costs involved. What can we do that doesn't cost anything? Meditation and visualization for our clients costs you nothing. All right. So time. It costs you a little bit of time to write the first one and then you reuse it. So ultimately, like a good blouse that you wear all the time, cost per wear goes down each time you wear the blouse. Cost of production of that visualization, if you keep using it and sharing it with your clients, the cost goes down, overall cost. So let's think about our mindfulness within our business, how we can bring mindfulness into our business and how we can share it with our client and introduce it to ourselves as well, use it for ourselves to create the practice that we want. How can we future focus? How can we think about the future? How can we develop that future? We build boundaries around it. As I've said, I've got my year's calendar written out, but that means it's also in my phone. That means that I get a ping saying you're on holiday, you're staying at blah, blah, and you're lying in the bed at blah, blah, you know, and you're like, yeah, thanks, phone. You've just told me where I actually am. But that's the point. The point is that future is there, that visual is there. We can focus to the future. We can bring things like visualization and meditation into our practice for ourselves to help us to move forward. We can also use it for our clients when they begin to plateau as well. So it's a win-win situation for your business, for your clients, and your business as a business. So I hope you've enjoyed today. Let me know. If you've got anything you wanted me to talk about, do email me about that as well. Geraldine@mentoringwithgeraldine.biz. And you know the deal. You've made it to the end. Maybe a 5-star review. You just scroll down the page on your phone and there it is. So I look forward to catching up with you next week. I hope you have an absolutely brilliant rest of day and I look forward to seeing you soon. Ta-ra.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part 2 of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.